Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In today's Gospel, Jesus tells the disciples that the Father will give them anything they ask in His name. Now, you may be surprised to hear that this is something Jesus introduces at the very end of His life on earth. In fact, He tells them, "Until now you have not asked anything in My name." Why this last-minute lesson? There are some important reasons for this. For one thing, it would have felt strange to pray to God in Jesus' name while Jesus was standing right there in front of them. In His life on earth, Jesus was a model of prayer rather than an intercessor. But now that Jesus was to pierce through the veil and go into the invisible world before the Father's presence, it would make sense, because as the letter to the Hebrews says, Jesus is there to intercede before the Father on our behalf. Moreover, they couldn't pray in His name before the Passion. The cross and the resurrection would change everything. Through His blood, Jesus established a new bond between the Father and us. We belong to the Father in a new way, and have access to Him through the Son. And then praying in Jesus' name is not like using the magic words. The name is what gives you access to a person. It's very difficult to have access to someone if you don't know their name, if you haven't been introduced. Jesus has introduced us to the Father. Even more, He has given us the power to become children of God. Through the grace He obtained on the cross, Jesus has allowed us to pray in Him, that is, to enter His intentions, His feelings, His love, His strength. As you grow spiritually, as you go from figures of speech to knowing the Father in direct vision, you become more Christ-like, and your prayer becomes more like His. And when that happens, when you are more Christ-like, your prayer is tremendously effective. The Father can't say no, because you are praying for the things He also wants. In this meditation, imagine that Jesus is praying before the Father. He's praying for you and for those around you. What do you imagine Him saying? How could your prayer become more Christ-like? What do you think would change in you if your outlook and intentions were more like those of Christ?